Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark. It is April the 30th, 2019. Again, hope you had a good Monday. So we want to look at the text this morning, and it just says the Lord is long-suffering. You know, this attribute of God is both greatly appreciated, but sometimes it's not appreciated so much. The long-suffering of God simply means that he's patient. It's really the power of self-control. Now, you know, I think each of us could probably use some work in that area of self-control, but that's what it is, patience, the power of self-control. So I remember doing a study when I first was saved, which talked about the long-suffering God of God as being long of nose. The study, which I think is found, which was done by C.D. Cole's Definition of Doctrine, states that long of nose refers to being slow of breathing. What this is referring to is the breathing of someone who is angry. When someone is extremely angry, their breathing gets rapid and their nostrils flare, you know. And when someone is in this condition, the potential for them to make irrational decisions is present. So long-suffering essentially is long of breathing. What that means is that God never gets in that condition to where he's potentially irrational. He never gets in a place where he is moved by circumstances. He never gets in a place where he would make an irrational decision. Never will God come back and say, "Well, man, I'm sorry I did that." It's never sorry for the way that he's acted or sorry for what he's done. So God is patient. Now, I know that this is part of God being all-knowing. I mean, he's never met a situation which he's not aware of a situation that will happen. Known unto God are all of his works from the beginning. So we also know that God knows the outcome of every situation. So he does not need to be anxious. He's not concerned with resources. So this is one of the places where the attributes of God work together. His knowledge, his self-existence, his self-sufficiency, his infinity, all of these things, they all work together for this type of situation. So when is this attribute appreciated? Well, the attribute is appreciated when we have sinned. You know, the saying is God doesn't settle his accounts on Friday. God works according to his timing. You know, we can think of the situation, the example of the children of Israel in Numbers chapter number 14 and verse number 18. That passage says, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation." So what's going on here and what's that reference to? Well, the spies had just returned from the promised land. They had given the report that the giants were in the present in the land. And they said because of that, that they couldn't go over into the promised land. Because of that, God accuses them of rebellion. And he makes this statement, "How long will they provoke me?" Moses responds by interceding for the people. I mean, God says, "I'm going to wipe them out. I'm going to take them off the face of the earth. I'm going to send pestilence among them, and I'll create a new people." But Moses intercedes for the people. And Moses says, "Let thy power be great. You are long-suffering. Pardon, I beseech thee." So the time when the attribute is appreciated is when we have sinned. We deserve the judgment of God, but the long-suffering of God waits, and he is merciful to us, and so he doesn't have to judge today. You know, there's some people that think they're getting by with their sin because of God's long-suffering, but we know that eventually all sin is going to receive a just recompense of reward. So just because you commit an action and get by with it doesn't mean that God's okay with it, you know, God's long-suffering. So, but we appreciate that when we as believers, we stumble, we make a mistake, a bad decision, or sometimes we just flat out walk after the flesh. We're thankful for the long suffering of God in that case. Listen, we should always be appreciative of the long suffering of God, especially when we consider the sins that we're likely to commit on a daily basis. So we appreciate the long suffering of God when we are guilty of sin. When are we not so appreciative of this attribute? Well, it's not appreciated when we have to wait on the timing of God. Think about Abraham. He had to wait on the promise of the son. I mean, he was past the age of producing a son, but God had told him, you're going to have a son. Moses had to wait. Think about how long Joseph had to wait in on deliverance from the Egyptian prison. I mean, he was in prison through no fault of his own, and he had to wait on God to deliver him from that. The children of Israel had to wait 400 years to be delivered from Egyptian bondage. Zechariah had to wait on the birth of his son for his tongue to be loosed, and so he could speak again. When we are waiting on God's timing, the long suffering of God is not so appreciated. We want God to act, and we want Him to act now, and that is that long waiting process that sometimes we know that God is long suffering and God is patient, and sometimes we don't appreciate having to wait. But I think the benefits of the long suffering of God far outweigh the times that we have to wait on His timing. So today, Lord, we're thankful for your long suffering. We're thankful that you have the power over your person. We are thankful this is one way that we can see that you are separate from us. We can see your glory and your long suffering. We're thankful also that we're able to see that you are not manipulated by circumstances. We do appreciate the fact that you are long suffering and full of mercy. Help us to also be thankful for your long suffering when we must wait. I pray, God, that you will help us appreciate who you are. I pray as we learn more of you, our love for you will grow. I pray also that you would help us to emulate you in long suffering so the world can see the difference in us. We pray that as the world sees the difference you have made in us, they will see that which is desirable, and they will long for your presence in their lives also. Once again, we thank you for your long suffering. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.